Diablo 4 has arrived. As the forces of hell gather, only you can stand in their way. Journey across the expansive open world of Sanctuary. Choose from 5 powerful classes, then progress them to fit your playstyle. Adventure with your friends in up to 4-player co-op with cross-play and cross-progression on all platforms. Welcome to hell. Diablo 4, available now. Rated M for mature. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
The Council of Franks, on behalf of delicious Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks, has declared its official position. Oscar Mayer 100% Beef Franks are 100% Beef Frank delicious. This summer, choose delicious. Choose 100% beef. Keep it Oscar.
A Royal Caribbean vacation is all the vacations in one vacation. It's a hike that volcano, zip that zipline, surf that flowrider, cabana chilling, island hopping, sushi for lunch, lobster for dinner, ice cream all day vacation. A perfect day at Coco Cay private island in the Bahamas with a waterslide skyscraper and hot air balloon vacation, and it's all on one Royal Caribbean vacation. Visit RoyalCaribbean.com and come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry Bahamas.
Hey guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. Before our episode starts, I wanted to pop in and just remind you that Juneteenth is coming up, and I really would love to see everyone, you know, really support Black-owned businesses. You should be doing that every day. We all should be doing that every day. Here at Skincare Anarchy, it's kind of in our DNA to do that. I feel like, you know, it's just something that deserves a reminder. So I wanted to just pop in and say, don't forget about that. It's coming up, and find your favorite Black-owned business and definitely support them, and as many as you can discover. And hopefully you discover some through our podcast, because we always are looking for new and amazing brands. And, you know, a lot of them just so happen to be Black-owned businesses, which is awesome. So check it out, and also check out this episode coming up. Thanks so much. Hi guys, welcome back to Skincare Anarchy. This is Ekta, and I have a fabulous guest today. Her line is so beautiful, and it is probably the most like easy and inclusive, and it's just like as if she does it like effortlessly. So I am super excited about this brand and the guests. So without further ado, I want to introduce you guys to Kim Roxy, who is the founder and CEO of Lamique Beauty. So welcome to the show, Kim. I'm so excited you're here.
I'm so excited to be here. I've been thinking about this all day long.
Yeah, me too. I know. I was just chatting with Kim before the episode, and I was telling her how our whole team was super psyched for this recording, because we are just in love with her line. And, you know, Kim, I want to get started because I want to ask you about you and your journey, and really what led to you creating a brand and launching and becoming an entrepreneur. So maybe you could walk us down memory lane, and we'll start there.
Yeah, so it started for me back when I was in college, just working at a makeup counter. And, you know, just going to the mall looking for a job, thinking I was just going to just, you know, work at Foot Locker or Great American Cookies or something like that. But I ended up getting hired at this makeup store. And after a couple of weeks working inside of there, they asked me, like, what are you telling these women? What are you doing? And I said, what are you talking about? They say, you're selling more makeup. My manager said, you're selling more makeup than me. What are you telling these women? He said, because you don't even do makeup that good. So what are you telling these women? And I said, it is about the fact that I have fallen in love with making women feel good about themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And
that's what transformed me. And so after doing that while in college, when I was 21, graduated from college, I opened up my own makeup store in the mall, and I ran it for 14 years. And and we, you know, opened it up in the mall in the fourth largest city in the country, Houston. And I had an extensive career, and we have become like a household name in the Houston community, contributed a lot back to our community as well. And because that store, my mom gave me $500 and I saved up $9,500. And that's how I opened it up. And after my mom passed away from metastatic breast cancer, it sort of gave me this chance to like really look in the mirror and you know, ask myself, am I doing enough to find a solution for the problem? And that is that 75% of beauty products marketed to women of color are toxic. And my mom wore makeup every day. And I was just thinking to myself, I don't want anybody to be at that kind of risk factor. And so I really like doubled down. And I finally, you know, scary enough, did something that I never saw anybody do. And that's kind of like up close and personal, build a high growth company. And so I went out to really strike the deal on that. And in 2018, I closed my store and I went out to Austin and started on this venture of creating this tech-enabled clean color cosmetic brand, digital first e-commerce, but to bring that solution to the market.
I mean, I didn't want to interrupt you. I just wanted to hear the whole story because, I mean, wow. You know, talk about strength and talk about overcoming adversity and moving forward like full force. I mean, genuinely, like, hats off to you, you know, genuinely, Kim. Like, that's amazing that you have so much strength in you that you not only, you know, had to deal with such a tragedy. I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. And, you know, I just, you know, I just have no words because we should never be victims to things that are coming from an industry that is supposed to not only elevate us in terms of our self, you know, perspective and perception, but also just make us feel good, right? We should never have to worry about, is this toxic? Is this good for me or not? You know, so I don't know. It's just that's crazy. But the good thing is that, you know, you've created something genuinely beautiful and it resonates with literally all women of color. And I think that's my favorite part about your brand is that it's not just for Black women or, you know, this kind of women or that, it's for everybody. And I love that. So, you know, I want to actually ask you, you know, about that, your vision, because I know obviously you just explained you had a lot of experience, right, with the cosmetics end and then the beauty end. But then when you were coming up with ideas of your first products or, you know, your SKUs, like what was the vision there? What did you want to initially launch with?
I initially wanted to launch with a brow product. Because I was diagnosed with a form of alopecia that caused my eyebrow hairs to fall out. And so I wanted to launch with that. I remember I was making small batches of lip gloss. And I was thinking, you know, there's enough lip gloss on the market. And I said, you know, I don't really need to touch that. There's enough makeup on the market. But then I gotta
not like yours though. I mean, I'm being real.
but that's what I'm about to tell you. I had a customer send me an email, and at the time I was thinking, you know, I might not do lip gloss again, and you know, this kind of thing. But you know, I never articulated that. That's something I was, you know, thinking about. And I had a customer email me, and her name is Margaret, and she said, "Kim, She used to get at least 2 to 3 upper respiratory infections a year.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, whatever you put on your lips, you consume.
Exactly.
And so she was saying she just noticed, you know, she would get those 2 to 3 upper respiratory infections. She was trying to figure out why would she get them. She said when she switched to our lip gloss, she does not get them anymore. So she was like, she had ordered, because what happened was she had ordered like 12 lip glosses. And I was thinking to myself, is this like a wholesale order? So we called her up and she was like, no. I'm getting that because I'm getting ready to go overseas and I cannot take the chance of running out. She said, this is the only lip gloss that has not caused me to get upper respiratory infections.
Wow. That's huge.
That's when I knew I had to do it.
So what was the, okay, so now obviously, you know, I'm going to ask you how you formulated, right? Because like, that's phenomenal. I mean, I just want to comment though, before we move on, that like, As soon as I tried your product, like specifically the two shades of lip gloss that you sent my way, I was obsessed. Like, I'm not lying, I'm not exaggerating. I literally immediately I showed everybody, like I showed my team. I was like, how the heck did she come up with the perfect brown shades? Like, you don't understand, like, the struggle for me in terms of, like, trying to find lipsticks. You know what I mean? Like, you know, we all have our stories, all women of color, we have our stories with makeup and, like, how we all struggle to find some sort of a shade and some sort of product. For me, it was always foundation and neutral or brown lip shades that I could wear to work every day or, you know, school or whatever, right? So as soon as I tried this, I was like, damn, she hit it. You know, she hit it on the nail on the head. It's perfect. It's, you know, it's the coverage. Just for everyone listening, the coverage is so buildable, but it's not going to overwhelm you. And it's not going to be like, bam, here I am kind of thing, right? So it's like very, very versatile. So, I mean, I just wanted to mention that before we continue. But yeah, like, I mean, that's crazy that she really, you know, that your product was so clean that it prevented her from actually getting sick. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it just goes to show that sometimes there might seem like the market is crowded or it's too much or they don't need you, you know, but they do. They do.
Yeah. Yeah,
they do. What you have special.
We need more women of color. We need more women. Like, I mean, you know, that have a real story. You know what I mean? Like that. I mean, let's be honest here. Okay. I really try to be as transparent as I can here. And I want to get your opinion about this. You know, being like in this industry is very difficult, first of all, for women of color. And secondly, it's even more difficult for me when I look at it as a consumer, just like witnessing that, you know, because I look at it and I'm like, where are the brands that I can really believe in? Because I know if a girl a woman creates something that she has similar things she's gone through like me, like in terms of like shades and complexion and, you know, like just those kind of things, I know she's going to create something amazing. So where is she? You know, so I'm always looking, like, right. So I want to get your take on that. I want to talk, you know, I want you to tell us about the journey and how it's been, you know, getting Lameek off the ground and like, you know, really launching and all that stuff.
Exactly. You know, launching wise, I had to use for our brand for e-commerce, you know, and all of that. I used the crowdfunding effort. 0.006% of Black women get venture capital funding. And so I had to go another route. And so I put up a rewards-based crowdfunding campaign on iFund Women. And that's how I got the seed capital, the friends and family round that people call it, to invest in our technology, invest in products and everything. And that's the clever way, and if you want to put it that way, the way that I had to get that initial friends and family round.
Wow. I mean, like, you know, and that really, it's something that's always bothered me. I think I know what you're talking about with the venture capital, because I saw that, I saw a post, I think the 15% pledge account on Instagram had made that post. And when I first saw that, I was literally like looking at it. And I remember just sitting there looking like, what is wrong with us? Like, what is it that people don't get? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's it going to take for everyone, not just the beauty industry, but just people in general, just to realize like, this is a genuine problem, and you're preventing not only like, you know, from like people from this industry being truly inclusive and diverse, but you're also preventing millions of consumers from connecting to people that they believe in, that they resonate with, that they can look at and say, I associate with her, like I can relate to her, you know what I mean? That kind of experience. Like, I don't know why that's even something that we struggle with, right? It's like, it just blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. It does. It does. And, you know, if you allow it, sometimes it can extremely frustrate you. And so I just have to be mindful, you know, not to let it kind of take over everything and to, you know, push through regardless, but also take care of my own self and not take other people's ignorance and make it my identity, you know?
Yes. Yes. I love that. I really love that. And, you know, I want to actually ask you, because, you know, that's something that I think I actually recently talked to. She's the executive vice president for Iman Cosmetics, Karen, and she was talking to me. We were talking about diversity and inclusion, right? And we were talking about how all of this leaves like micro traumas for many women of color, especially many Black women that have gone through this repeatedly over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it what it leads to is this like unnoticed and almost like subconscious feeling of like, I just have to move past it and I have to keep going and I have to keep pushing. And that's something that like, at the same time, as much as I admire you and I admire your strength, at the same time, like I really need the industry to understand that. That it's a problem that's being created, and women, you know, in this demographic are overcoming it, but at the same time, it's a problem that doesn't need to exist, you know? Right. So like, stop causing unnecessary trauma to people who are genuinely talented and have something to contribute, but you are just, your biases won't let them, you know what I mean?
Flourish. Right.
So anyway, that was my rant, but I want to.
Well, it's one of those things where you said something really, really good and really interesting, is the fact that, you know, you put us through that and then you try to give us a badge of honor for being strong or something like that. It's basically like almost like uncalled for, you know. It's like, you know, don't put people through that and then give them a badge for saying, you know, you got through it, you know, kind of thing. Look at you. But no, that mental health and all that is just too rough.
Yeah, it is. I agree. And I completely get it. And I really want to focus on just how good your brand is, because I think it's really important that people understand that these are products that you guys are all out there. The ones that, you know, hopefully none of you are listening, the, you know, what I'm talking about, hopefully no racist people are listening to my podcast, because that would be, I don't like you, you know, but like, you know, my point is like, I want people to understand that these are really genuinely amazing products, and, you know, what you were able to crowdfund and what you were able to kind of like stir up, it really like shows in the quality of your work. I mean, your lip glosses are genuinely, like I said, they're my favorite. They're beautiful colors. They're beautiful shades. You haven't overdone it where you have like 90 shades and you don't know what to pick. You know what I mean? So it's mm-hmm. like everything you've created is very, very usable, and it feels good. Like, I want to like talk about that whole experience that you went through with the formulas, because it's a very, very nice texture, you know, because like, I hate those glosses that are like super sticky, and yours don't do that. So I want you to walk us through that.
Yeah. So I think that's what, you know, your strong reaction to the lip gloss, and my strong reaction too, is I cannot stand sticky lip gloss. So you called it out for exactly what it was.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hate sticky lip gloss. It's like literally the worst feeling when you have like glue on your lips. Like, it's just like, what?
Yes, it was.
That's fine, sweetie. Well, just don't use it if you don't have to, okay?
Okay.
That's my dog. Oh. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. And you know, I think the lip glosses are a very nice like middle ground between like a liquid lip and a gloss. That's mm-hmm. I think where they really fall. So I really love that.
And my own personal thing, I have to tell you, because I have to appreciate the products as well to wear them, right? So the thing that gets me that I really love is the fact that my lips are hydrated when it comes off. So I don't have like this really dry sort of lip, you know, and that's what happens a lot of times with things on your lips. You know, after you take it off, it's extremely dry. And this one is so nice and hydrated.
Absolutely. And also you can use them as blushes, by the way, everyone listening, and also eye color.
Oh, yes.
Like, I know a lot of us. Yeah. Like, I use that. That's what I do. Like, I keep it in my, So I keep your shade. This one, I have it right here. It's chocolate. It's like literally, well, it's supposed to be chocolate, right? But it's, she's got the cute little like.
No, chocolate. No, it's chocolate. Chocolate. You're
okay,
right.
Chocolate. Okay. So I keep this one in my coat pocket, my white coat pocket. And I actually use it for work because I can just pop it on and it's like a beautiful, natural looking blush. It looks really good on, you know, any, I think any skin tone, but especially like deeper skin tones, we don't like, I mean, I don't like blushes on deeper skin tones that look like super like bright, you know what I mean? So it's like mm-hmm. so nice. Like it's just natural. So yeah, it's a very multi-use product, you know, it really is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's super. And I like to create something that I call a latex eye. Mm-hmm. It sort of gives like this latex look on the eyelid, you know, with the gloss.
Oh yeah, I know Shangmel. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so using a gloss, it kind of gives like this shiny, kind of like a latex eye. So just trend alert, use the lip gloss, like you said, for the cheeks, for the lips, but then also for that eyelid. Oh my gosh, it's so pretty.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. And I know that you have a few other products in the line and I really would love to talk about those as well. You know, I just, because, you know, it's very hard for, I think, for makeup lines. I mean, I don't know, I don't have one, but I can imagine it's very, very difficult to create like multiple different categories of products. So I want to talk about your brow products because you have awesome, like the brow duo is so good. So I want to talk about that. Like, how did you kind of really go towards that? Like in terms of formula, in terms of like, how long did it take you to like craft it, all that good stuff?
So we worked on the formula of the lip gloss, but I'll say, like, you know, the fact that we've been like dabbling in it and trying different things, the time that it took us to, you know, get down to the one that we wanted for this iteration that we have now, it took about 6 months. You know, you just try different ones. You try for a while, you see how it works. You know, you got to use a lip gloss down to the bottom and make sure and all of that. But also we have an incredible, you know, manufacturing lab we work with that we co-manufacture with. We're able to get such great quality products and able to experiment a little bit and try things out and also take their expertise to make the best judgments on things too. But yeah.
I love that. And, you know, I was just mentioning that there's the brow duo, like for the eyebrows. Like I know you had mentioned, like, you know, you really wanted to first come out with an eyebrow product. And so I know the brow duo is such a, I just love how you've marketed it on your site because mm-hmm. like if for everyone listening, by the way, like to check out the brand, you can go to lamikbeauty.com. FYI, just for everyone listening. But if you click on the eyes like category and you go to the brow duo, you will see pictures of like real women, like genuinely like women you might know, like friends, you know what I mean? They're not like crazy looking models or like, you know, they're real women. And also the shades, like they're so awesome because I know that for me, for a long time, when brow products really started coming out in the market, I was so hesitant because they were either way too dark or like brown. You know what I mean? Like light brown. And it was like, yo, I can't use any of these. Like, I'm going to look like either I'm graying in my eyebrows or I'm going to look like I just put eyeliner all over myself. So I love how you have like so many shades. Like there's like dark brown, like I'm just telling everybody, like there's like medium brown, dark brown, you know, and then there's like subcategories, you know what I mean? So it's like, I love how you did that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one thing about it is that I was big about the fact that I could not find a brow powder that like showed up on my skin and it needed to look like hair. For me, because I'm missing hair on the ends because I have a form of alopecia. So for me, having that really made like me be like, okay, I need one for my skin tone. My skin tone is deep, deep brown, dark skin, like I need something that's going to show up on me. But then also there's people that are, there are ladies that are darker than me, guys that are darker than me. So I knew I needed to kind of come across the board. And then also much lighter and more pale. I mean, you know, all the fair skin, like all of that, we needed that. And so albinism as well, I have customers with. So I wanted to make something that went all the way across the board. And you don't need 100 colors to do that. You just need the right colors, you know, to do it. And to show up, and it's made from 88% natural and certified organic ingredients. And to have color that shows up is actually like a treasure. And so that was my thing. I wanted to be able to hit across the board, but also make it very approachable. And recently, we were just in the news about an amazing woman who just hit the red carpet with our brow duo on. And her makeup artist said that he used it for her brows and for her eyeliner.
Who was this? Who was the?
Meghan Markle.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Yay!
Yes.
Congratulations. Yes.
Thank you so much.
That's amazing. I love seeing that. I'm so glad. And you know, that's the one thing I love about like the makeup artists these days is they're actually open to exploring. Like they really do look like for genuinely good products. So, you know, huge shout out to all you amazing makeup artists that do that. That's amazing. I love that. I actually want to ask you because I really love? One of the, I think the coolest products you have is that customized foundation. Now I want you to talk us through that. Like, how does that work? How do you like do, like, how is that whole process? Because I think this is really something like, you know, we need more than 70 shades. You know what I mean? Like those brands that come out with 70 shades and you're just like even more lost.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what to pick, you know? So I
exactly.
want to kind of walk through your process and like, you know, how do you go about like formulating the foundation for the person and all that?
Yeah, so we have people just send us a picture and we're like, hey, we'll send you a foundation that fits. And to be honest, it started off from a Facebook post. I put a Facebook post up and I was like, hey, if you send us a, you know, if you could get a custom foundation made just for you, you know, what would it be? What would you do? You know, kind of thing. And they were like, I would get one. Like, I was like, who would want one? They've said me. And then next thing you know, I got all these comments. Oh my gosh. Like me. And I was like, what? And I was like, oh my goodness. And so I was just so grateful, that people responded, but bigger than that, I said, well, send me your picture and we're going to, you know, send you a sample. Cause I'm like, oh my goodness, let me see if this, you know, like, I was like, let me see, you know, and we're like in quarantine, you know, we have all kind of thoughts. I thought, you know, I'm just like, you know, people can't get to the store. I'm like, okay, let me just try this. And I sent it to them and it just like took off. And, you know, man, it's like the most 5-star reviewed product on our website. It's like huge.
And yeah, because that's a huge move. That's like so innovative. Like the industry like really doesn't, you know, understand this concept of like, hey, we're all different. And especially when you have more melanin rich skin, you need to look at our skin. You know what I mean? Like stop putting us in a computer and generating like ideas of like what kind of shade we are, because that doesn't make any sense. Like you have to look at our face and then figure out, you know what I mean? Like what someone needs, especially like if you have like, you know, like hyperpigmentation or like you had mentioned, you know, like any kind of skin disorder that's causing, you know, changes in pigmentation, right? Like, so that's, it's huge. I love that you have a customized foundation. I mean, that's, I think the next step in beauty, especially for complexion products.
Yep.
I love it. And I actually, you know, one thing I want to ask you, and I think this is a very important thing to address, is that, you know, in terms of like marketing your brand, right? Because I always wondered this about brands that are founded by people, you know, of diverse backgrounds. You know, if I were to market a brand, like, for example, there's a lot of like Indian founders that are women, and they're like marketing their brand, and they're making like some, like, it makes me cringe sometimes when like I see an Indian founder and she's got like India stuff all over the packaging. You know what I mean? Because it's like, you don't need to scream that out loud, you know, like, just let it be known that you, this is your background, this is your culture, but like, it's important for us to represent ourselves. I think everybody, regardless, is global. You know what I mean? We're global, we're humans, like, we're all people at the end of the day. So like, I want to ask you, like, when you were thinking about marketing, like, you know, did you want to market to just like specifically women of color because you knew they would get it? Or did you just kind of say, you know what, I'm just going to put it out there and see who likes it?
Yeah, I think, you know, I just did a post about this on social media yesterday, that, you know, I think it can happen both ways and all ways, because, you know, there's makeup on aisles right now, and they don't say it's just for beige women, but they don't have a color to fit me, but they don't have to say that. They don't have to say, this is just for lighter skinned women, this is just for white women, this is just for whatever way they want to put it. They don't have to say that. Right.
Yeah.
And they can just exclude me and never have to have the onus or own up to why they exclude me. And so I don't think that it is the fault of any company that markets to a certain group to let them know, hey, I see you, and I, you know, am obviously who I am, and I cannot hide that or cover it up or anything. And so I let people know, hey, I put myself as a priority when making this line. And I don't back down from that. But making me a priority doesn't lose the opportunity for you. Right. And we should all sort of be like that. We definitely have pride and esteem in who we are and what we represent. And, you know, if it's a cultural thing, it's a heritage thing, you know, people have to, you know, be fine with that, you know, because I have to assimilate, whether it be code switching or talking a certain way so people can, you know, feel comfortable around me, all kind of different things that I know, particularly Black women do, to kind of fit in, that is not natural for us. But because certain people want to feel like we're accommodating them, then we do that. So I think that it's okay for anyone to sort of put whatever their heritage is or whatever, and make others sort of expand their minds in what's normal. And what is it?
Make them feel comfortable, right? It's like, I feel like if you do that, it also makes people feel more comfortable. Like, for example, like lately, I've, no joke, like I've been on this, like, you know, like Indian bangles, like there's like a bunch of them that come in a set. And like, mm-hmm. I've been wearing those, like different colors, you know what I mean? And like matching my mm-hmm. outfits to them. And the other day I went to Starbucks, I was in the Starbucks drive through, and the barista that was handling my order, she was I believe Nigerian, and so when she saw my bangles, she was like, oh my gosh, are you Indian? And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I love your bangles because in our culture we also wear a lot of gold. And I was like, that's such a cool, you know what I mean, like it was such a cool conversation, and it was just opened up because it was like, this is like my subtle way of like expressing my culture, you know what I mean? So like, yep. I do it for me. I don't do it for anybody else. It's not super showy, but it's something I like. So if mm-hmm. someone notices that and it opens up the conversation and opens up dialogue, like what could be better than that, right? Like it's mm-hmm. like we all have to stay true to our cultures. And that actually leads yeah. me to a question, because I really want your viewpoint on this. And I think a lot of people have their theories, and a lot of people that talk about this actually are not you know, they're not African-American, they're not Black, they're not, you know, like they have no idea what they're talking about half the time. So I want to get your opinion, like, you know, what is one thing you would want to tell someone who doesn't understand like what Black culture is like in America? Like, what is one thing you would like want to explain to them, especially when it pertains to beauty, as far as like what, you know, women of color in that demographic, what they're looking for, what they like, you know, what makes them feel like themselves, like truly?
You know, there's so many things, but I think one thing I'll just put up to highlight is the fact that I think one thing I put up to say is that you don't have to, for people, one question, I mean, I've gotten before is like, is this, you know, is this just for African-American women just because I'm a Black woman selling the makeup? And I say one thing that I think people should think about is just because, you know, give everybody the same energy you give any other company when you just see a product and you don't look at the owner, you don't even know what the owner looks like, and you buy it and you go along with it. Just think about that and stop trying to, you know, like belittle other people. It's something that I think about. Cause that can be, you know, it's just like sort of disheartening.
It's like putting people in boxes, right? Like you're like putting someone in a box by doing that. I hear you. That's actually like, that's a really, really solid point. Like, I'm glad you said that because that's very true. People do that. And I actually, it gets on my nerves, you know?
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong. I'm all about supporting, you know, every single Black owned business. I really am genuinely from my heart. But at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure, just like you explained, every Black owned business doesn't want to be put into that box and say, that's the main thing you're highlighting about my business. No, why don't you focus on the products? Why don't you focus on how good the quality is and how well crafted it is or how well formulated something is, you know? So I completely get you. That makes so much sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And also too, just the fact that you don't why are you not buying it because of that? Check yourself, not the entrepreneur.
Yes. Yeah. Stop hating on brands, please. Everybody on social media. That's one of my biggest pet peeves, actually. Kim, I hate that genuinely. Yeah. Like, I get mad when I see other influencers, like if they, even on my posts, like for Skincare Anarchy, like on our Instagram, if anyone says anything that's just not constructive or like adding to the conversation, like I'm just letting, I will delete your post. And there was this one woman, like, I'll tell you a quick story. Like, there was this one woman, she did that once for one of the brands that I had on. And she was just not being constructive. She was just being terribly mean. And I kept deleting her posts. And she commented again. She was like, you deleted my post because you didn't like what I said. And then I commented back to her. I was like, no, I just don't like unnecessary negativity. We don't need any more of that. You know, people are doing their best. You can't keep hounding them. You know, no one's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
No brand is perfect. So yeah, I completely echo that. And I completely agree with you. And I think, you know, just thank you, you know, thank you for coming on the show. And thank you for sharing your beautiful brand. And just what you've created is magical. I love it. I really love it. And, you know, when I can use a product every day, that tells me the real value of it. So yeah,
thank
I love
you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Everyone listening,
I'm going to tag obviously on our post, you know, our cover art for this, but definitely go check out Lameek Beauty, you know, just go check it out. You're really going to fall in love. Just to start off, you know, get the trio for the lip glosses. It's such a beautiful product. I promise you're going to love it. And, you know, just check it out. And also if you're, you know, I just want to say this is like, I'm sick seeing people write on social media, support Black business, and then not walk the talk. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if you really want to walk the talk, then I'm telling you seriously, like, Black business or not aside, this is a genuinely good brand. This lip, like the lip range, the eyebrow products, like everything that Kim has made is a genuinely amazing formula. It's really good. You can use it every day. You're going to use it from the beginning to the end. I promise you that. So support the business, you know what I mean, based on
right.
that. And also obviously support Black business, but you know, yeah,
thank you sure. like, so much thank you
yeah.
so much
yeah
thank
and
you.
Thank you so much, Kim, and it was an honor hosting you. Thank you so much.
All right.